Brisbane photo scandal update. Now joined by our correspondent, Jeremy Butterworth. Morning, mate. What can you tell us in the latest of this Richmond scandal?
Good morning indeed, Alan. It seems that the police have identified the Richmond Tigers footballer at the centre of the topless premiership medal photo scandal.
But they're not obviously going to tell us who it is.
No, they're not telling us who it is, but Dusty.
Well, Dusty, you can't, don't start throwing names out. No, Dusty, it could be anyone. There's a whole team.
He looks like a bit of a scully. No,
we're not saying any names. Don't say any names at all right?
Well, look, you know, I read the article, I've investigated, and I thought, well, it's kind of similar to my situation. See, I take photos of myself, and I topless, and I send them to anyone with medals on, and I think, you know, what is the difference?
And I really, Butterworth, I do have to ask you to stop doing that, because I am getting way too many gross photos from you, mate, so if you could stop that.
Well, my wife seems to like it.
No, but no one likes it. It's gross. Wrap it up, Butterworth. Would you have any advice for this Richmond player?
Well, I would say the other footballers, and that footballer, should probably take naked photos of themselves with a medal. Mm-hmm. You know, just to sort of, you know, two wrongs will then end up making it right.
No, Butterworth, though, we don't want to see a naked Richmond footballer, and it's not two wrongs make a right, it's two wrongs don't make a right.
Oh, well, maybe one dong can make a right.
No, Butterworth, terrible advice once again. We're done. You're terrible. No, I'm hanging up. I don't get it. Why do we keep him? Why do we keep him? It makes no sense to me. I don't get it. That's Butterworth there. Never giving any good advice. Awful.